but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro.
Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures.
Admiral's Express, the great gladiator, the gladiator gris, l'a fait encore une fois.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBreakCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway, and we're in the height of summer and I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but it's not too early to start thinking about yearling sales. We'll talk to somebody who sees a lot of yearlings, Brian Webster, the sales consultant for Standardbred Canada, up next on Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase a family pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to adrenalinefest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. He's seen more yearlings in a single year than most of us will ever see in our lifetime. A tremendous success with the Forest City Yearling Sale. He is now the sales consultant for Standardbred Canada, and you'll be able to see the yearlings he's chosen this fall in the Standardbred Canada Yearling Sale. Brian Webster is on the other end of my line. Brian, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
Let me ask you something, and I referred to this in the intro. Has a lot changed in selecting a yearling? You've seen so many over the years. I wonder if much has changed since the days, say, that guys like Billy Houghton wrote about it in Care and Training of the Trotter and Pacer.
No, I don't think so. People generally look for the same things when looking to evaluate yearlings as far as purchasing them for a racing stable. It's an evaluation of the pedigree to determine the quality of the pedigree, and it's an evaluation of the horse's general conformation, and that includes the size of the yearling and the overall eye appeal, and then I make notes if there is a particular conformation defect or something that we should, you know, be aware of. This is done to help the sales staff, including myself and Ted Smith and Heather Reed, to have a better idea what the product is that we're selling and be able to talk with a certain amount of knowledge on the general look of yearlings. And so we're looking for basically the same quality, soundness, and overall acceptability to be a racing prospect, really. It's like evaluating an athlete. There's a lot of different levels of criteria that you can get into.
Right. Now, an athlete can... You can judge, perhaps, from an athlete's attitude and the language, whether or not he's got heart. That's still something we won't know until they get to the races, is it?
Absolutely. Can have various conformation defects, or they can be on the small side or whatever. And if they have a desire to want to beat the other horse, they can overcome a great deal. And that's the factor that we really don't know until they get into training.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about, you know, pedigree and something that other people in other bloodstock sports refer to, and that is breed pride. I'll give you an example. I was at a sale a couple of years ago, and next to each other, one was a Rustler Hanover, the other was a Cam Luck. Now, there's no disrespect to Cam Luck. I mean, what he's done as a stallion is absolutely astounding. But I was there with a friend of mine who's a very knowledgeable horseman. He said, look at the Cam Luck. He said, this particular specimen just didn't seem to really be with it. Yet the Rustler Hanover colt had a real sense of himself. Do you look for a thing like breed pride when you're assessing these yearlings?
What you're talking about are yearlings with eye appeal, and
yeah,
that can come from any breed. We have some other we have yearlings in the sale that are by sires that a lot of people would view as unsuccessful, and yet they're very appealing on conformation and their overall stature. They've got kind of.
You know, you talk about a winning look. There wasn't a whole lot of interest in a stallion named Mach 3 until a certain Some Beach Somewhere came along.
He received a large group of quality mares that following year, and this crop of yearlings is the result of those breedings. And so I've inspected almost 400 yearlings this year, and we have a tremendous group of Mach 3s for our sale in September.
So Mach 3s are going to be the hot ones, and the standard bred yearling sale takes place in September.
Yep.
September 12th and the 13th.
Yep.
And that'll be taking place where?
At Flamborough, at the sale set up that Standard Bred Canada now has. A lot of people will be aware that that Standard Bred Canada kind of struggled for a few years in that they didn't have a permanent home for their sales.
But they do now.
And now they do, and they started last year with the yearling sale and had a tremendous sale, and this year I think is going to be even better. We've got a real good quality group of yearlings, and the facility has had additional improvements, and everybody knows where it is, and there's so many training centers around this area and whatnot.
Well, knowing you, Brian, I can say with some certainty one of the other positive things Standard Bred Canada has done is, quite frankly, hire themselves Brian Webster as a consultant. Best of luck with this.
Well, thank you very much, Norm. I appreciate your kind comments, and I'm really enjoying my role here, and the real pleasant part of the job is getting around Ontario and Quebec and all over and looking at yearlings and meeting the breeders and consigners and talking about horses.
That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standard Bred Canada, produced in cooperation with Ford Communications. Bye-bye.